We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. She packed my bags
last night, pre-flight. Here it is, Paul. Rocket Man. Go back to 1983 in my dorm at Cortland State. Cheney yes. Hall. Cheney Hall. We just cracked a beer. Maybe a Kohler's beer. Me and Steve Radler.
Were you also high as a kite?
No. I don't remember. How about you? Tell me a Rocket Man story.
No. No, I said we used to sing this like together where they would play it at like the dances or at the, you know, we had reunions and whatnot. This is a song we all sang. We all know the words to.
It's one of the great build-up songs. Yes. He builds up to the chorus here.
Right.
You familiar with this song, Limits?
Of course, it's a classic.
Here we go. Crank it up a little bit. Crank it up a little bit. Jeff Hathorn, I'm sure, is getting ready to hear this. Here we go.
No, he's ready.
Here we go.
And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. Touchdown brings me round again to find. I'm not the man they think I am at all. Oh, no, no, no.
I'm Rocket Man. Rocket Man.
Rocket Man.
Here we go.
Jeff is in there.
Yeah, Jeff's singing in along too.
He's singing back up.
That's right.
Jeff, how are you?
I'm good. You know, a transformative moment was when I saw the Shatner version of this. That was stunning.
William Shatner?
You've never seen that?
No.
Look it up online.
I will.
It's
definitely
one of the great,
will.
Like Shatner overacting things where he's Rocket Man.
I definitely will. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Dan Zangrilli yesterday, and boy, we'll remember that one for a long time, was brought to you by Keystone Custom Apparel. Check them out for all your custom apparel needs. So, Jeff, I'm curious, from a logistic standpoint, where are you? Where are you going? How does this draft work for you as a media guy?
Well, so for me, it's a doubleheader. It starts here at the ballpark. Cover this game, the Joey Bart game.
Yeah.
And then I head over to draft headquarters and we'll cover the draft tonight. So, yeah, it's pretty awesome.
So when you go to the draft headquarters over there, you basically will be sitting in the room for what, like about 3 or 4 hours before the Steelers actually pick, right?
Yeah, that's essentially it. I mean, I remember being in the lunchroom like 5-6 years ago. I was talking to Richie Walsh and Bert Lauten walked in and said, hey, you better get upstairs. And it was right when they traded up to get Devin Bush, which so many people got excited about until he played. but it's a lot of, to your point, it's a lot of sitting around. And I mean, listen, you see all these names. You're not as familiar with the names at the top end of the board because they really don't factor to the Steelers. But it is interesting to watch this and watch or listen to everybody get annoyed when Doran has the pick 2 minutes before everybody else.
Well, and I think one of the things too is you don't get actually to really talk to anybody from the Steelers until they actually pick, right?
Yeah, in fact, we're requested not to try to talk to any of them. Most of them are in their little room, but when they come out and go down to the cafeteria or whatever, it's just kind of like, hey, don't engage those guys. They've got stuff to do. And then after the draft, we'll talk to the pick on a conference call. And then Tomlin and Omar will come in and just kind of explain why they went in that direction. And hopefully by tomorrow, tomorrow afternoon, we'll see the first pick. He'll make his way into Pittsburgh, and then we'll go into day two.
I wonder just how dramatic it's going to get tonight, Jeff. Cam Hayward's going to be the guy making the call this year on the Steelers' first pick when it happens in Detroit. Are you in a construction zone, Jeff?
No, I can't be in the press box because it's like a morgue in there, and everything I would say would just echo throughout the whole thing. If I went into the stands, there'd be all the scoreboard Joe announcements that might be too big, so I went to a stairway outside of the stadium. Unfortunately, you know, 279 runs right behind us.
Yeah, big surprise if there's construction out there, too. So, Jeff.
Well, it's for the Bart statue.
Exactly.
The funny thing is, I have actually done interviews from exactly where he's standing.
Yeah, I know where he is. Yes. I know exactly where you are. What do you think the chances are it gets very dramatic where they announce a trade for, I don't know, Brandon Ayuk? And the Steelers have traded the 20th pick to the San Francisco 49ers.
It used to be pretty easy where you could just say, well, the Steelers don't operate that way, or rarely do they operate that way. They have traded up in the past under Kevin Colbert. I think it's a possibility. I think with Omar, you know, he says he goes over all the different drills. He said last year, it wasn't too much before the pick that they decided to trade up to get Broderick Jones. So I think it's a possibility. They have the cap room, obviously. They need help. I don't care. Mike Tomlin says he's not thirsty. He should be thirsty about that wide receiver room because they need another big boy in that room.
Paul?
I'm sorry, I was watching Brian Reynolds at the plate.
Let me set that scene. Paul had turned toward the TV,
yes,
had his feet up, was taking a swig of water and taking in the Pirate
game.
Yeah,
I mean, I was Brian Reynolds is up.
It's like Josh is back in there.
Doesn't matter.
Well, exactly.
Yes, it doesn't matter. Brian Reynolds struck out.
Yes, he did.
So they didn't score any more runs. Anyway, Jeff, when you think about the Steelers and you were talking about the Brandon Ayuk trade, might Omar Khan have a surprise for us tonight? Or do you think that it's going to be pretty eventless? In other words, they'll end up with a tackle or the center.
So it would seem like with the abundance of offensive linemen available that there may not be the need to trade up. I know you start getting into these things where Graham Barton is now a generational player and they're going to move up to 12 to pick a corner that some people don't have in their mock drafts till like 25. When you hear all of this stuff, it seems like a draft, given their needs, that this would be one where you stay where you're at and you feel like you're going to get a good one at that position. Now, if you really want center, I mean, it might behoove you to trade down and add a pick somewhere else in the draft and still be able to get that center if that's the position you're fully in on. But I think tackle is a position that makes a ton of sense. It's very hard to get in free agency. The good ones teams keep. The few that are out there are so expensive, it is a very tough position to find a quality tackle. And if you can get a good one, and it seems like there's going to be one available to the Steelers, you nab it now.
Jeff, I'll leave you with a baseball question. You're at the baseball game. Bob Smizek, our old friend, just tweeted out Joey Bart's 3-run homer in the first inning today. Not only gave the Pirates a lead, it also probably means we'll be seeing Henry Davis in the uniform of the Indianapolis Indians pretty soon. That's starting to feel inevitable, just like, Shelty admitted on his show the other day, it's basically a timeshare at catcher now, at best for Henry Davis. Feels like he's headed down, right?
Yes, absolutely. Joey Bart's out of options. Listen, I mean, Joey Bart was the second overall pick in the draft. He had a few issues in San Francisco, but sometimes change of scenery. He's only 27. He's a big dude. You know, he's obviously shown off some power. He's done a nice job behind the plate. And when Grindahl gets healthy, I think it's the only move you could make. I mean, to lose Bart, who potentially could be in the mix going forward for you. And then, you know, you get Jason DeLay coming up in June or July, probably more like June. Henry Davis might be down there for a while. If he doesn't stop being pull happy and can't find his hitting. I mean, it's nice that he's competent defensively, but the dude was brought here to hit, and he's not hitting.
Jeff, we appreciate the time, man. I believe we're slated to talk tomorrow, yes?
Yes.
I'll see you, man.
All right.
All right. See you, boys.
Bye.
But you won't be talking to him tomorrow, will you?
Oh, you'll be talking
I'll
to
be
him
talking
tomorrow.
To him tomorrow.
Yes, I'll be playing. Who? Well, I can't tell you where I'll be
you,
tomorrow.
You can't be telling him.
No, I can. Yeah, I'll be playing golf. I got invited to a special situation.
That's good.
Anyway.
But I will say this. I have actually done interviews from that very place.
So have
place,
I. So have I.
And it's not quiet, no matter what. Even if there isn't all that nonsense, it just seems like...
From the looks of it, inside the stadium would be a hell of a lot more quieter.
Exactly.
There's eight people there.
There's nobody there, but I'm just telling you, I've done interviews from there, that all that noise in the background and everything,
yeah.
It just seems to be there no matter what, no matter when you're there.
I don't even want to talk about this. This lineup today, I'm sorry. I'm glad they're winning. I love McCutchen as much as the next guy, Tellez, Bart. Here's the lineup today. Is this a lineup? And I know it's going to a special day, whatever. It's an afternoon game. Andrew McCutchen as your leadoff guy. Brian Reynolds. Rowdy Tellez in the three hole, followed by Bart, Sawinski, Triolo. Cruz is way down at number seven. And then Michael A. Taylor and Alika Williams.
This is the getaway day lineup.
Is it? I mean, it kind of is. There's no key Brian Hayes. I don't know. Let's talk NFL draft anyway.
Bart hit that big home run. Otherwise,
Barton Fink. I believe you have a trivia test for us. Limits, do you?
Yes, I do.
Limits has 11 trivia questions on the Steelers draft. Let's see who wins, Paul. Me or you? You or me?
Okay.
Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Would we like any special music for this?
Sure. A little Jeopardy music, really low below it, would be wonderful. City Limits. And thank you for asking. That was very polite.
Oh, yes, of course. Well, as the Jeopardy music loads, let's get going. We'll start off with an easy one. An easy little pick just to begin here. There we go.
Who gets to go first? That's the big key. First question's Paul, then me, and then we alternate, okay?
Yes, Paul is the guest. Paul gets to guess first. Who was the last center that the Steelers drafted? We've talked about centers so often. Who was the last center that the Steelers drafted in the first round?
Oh, in the first round.
Are you kidding me, Limits? You started out with one this easy?
Yeah, I know the answer, but Paul seemingly doesn't.
I'm stumped here. I'm stumped. I have to think about it.
How long does he get before a buzzer?
First round center, Monty Dawson.
Marquise Pouncey.
God, I forgot about him.
Marquise Pouncey.
I forgot about Pouncey.
I
like the applause, Limits.
You like the applause?
Yeah.
Maybe it'll continue to
Pouncey.
Go on.
How did I forget? I knew there was a guy. I forgot all about him.
That's okay. I'm about to be even worse. I'm up first here.
All right. Now the questions get a little bit more difficult. We had to start you off with a softball, Joe.
That's your opinion.
How many Hall of Famers have the Steelers drafted? I'll allow a ballpark number. If you get in the ballpark of within two or three is the ballpark.
Oh. Okay, so Ron Cook and I did a show from the Hall of Fame where there are 27 total. I'll say 23 were draft picks. 23.
You are just outside the ballpark, Paul.
25.
No, you guys are too high. The Steelers have selected 19 Hall of Famers.
Yeah, I'd say I was just outside the ballpark. I was within four, Limits.
You were within
four.
It was two or three.
I know.
You were right outside the ballpark.
Okay.
Now, who was the last Hall of Famer that they drafted? This is not including Ben Roethlisberger, who might get in, or somebody who else might get in the Hall of Fame at some point. Who's the last guy to be inducted in the Hall of Fame?
Troy.
That is correct.
Was that an official question, or you were just hanging on?
That was a follow-up question.
Nice answer.
I finally got one right.
And a really good question, I might add. Limits.
So Troy Polamalu was the last player that the Steelers drafted to get into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Who was the first player that the Steelers drafted to make the Hall of Fame? If you get this, you are a wizard.
Holy corn follicles. I go first here.
Wait, you have to go back to the Stone Ages.
The first player that they drafted to get into the Hall of Fame. John Henry Johnson.
Incorrect.
Paul? Let's keep going, by the way. If he doesn't get it, I can go again.
John Henry Johnson, huh? How about, Swan?
Oh, I know who it is. I know who it is.
You know who it is?
He didn't get into the Hall of Fame for them. Johnny Unitas.
Johnny Unitas is second.
You.
Yes, I knew you. I knew that was coming up.
I can't say that word.
I actually thought it was someone with the Steelers.
I know who it is.
Go ahead.
Do you have a pick?
No, I have no idea.
Len Dawson.
No, Len Dawson also is in the Hall of Fame.
Come on, limits.
Jim Finks in the 12th round of the 1949 draft at quarterback.
There we go.
If you put Jim Finks with Joey Barton, you'll have Barton Finks.
He played like 6 years, and his last year was one of the greatest. He had like 2,000 yards passing and led the league in many statistical categories.
See, a lot of people here, Paul, wouldn't put time into a trivia game, and I'm being honest with this. I think that Neutron over here has done an unbelievable job with this.
You know,
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
You know, all you need to know is that Jim Finks died in 1994. That tells you how old that guy is.
I thought I had it with Johnny Unitas.
1949. Johnny Unitas was in the ninth round. He was second in 1955.
In Lawrenceville.
He was drafted for the by the Steelers.
There's some unbelievable breakfast places now in Lawrenceville, I might add.
Yeah, he was the latest draft pick, 12th round.
Jim Finks, what was the last team that he played for?
Bears?
Well, he was an administrator with the Bears. What was the last team he played for?
Kansas City. Steelers.
No.
Who?
Calgary Stampeders.
Oh, wow. That's a trick question. Who's up, me or Paul?
Paul is up.
What's the score, 1-1?
I think it's 1-1. Yeah.
Yes. Who was the first Steelers draft pick in team history?
Oh, for God's sakes. Al Bundy. What was Al Bundy?
You know the weird thing about this is?
Ed O'Neill.
I hear the PM team refer to this guy before in the past.
I did
as Mitch Keller allows a run. And they had a run.
This is what annoys me with this guy. And now the bases are loaded with one out in the third inning.
Second and
third. Come on, Keller! I did a story on this guy. One of the finest stories I've ever written, if I may say so myself. And I just did. Bill Shakespeare.
Correct. Bill Shakespeare. Third overall from Notre Dame in 1936. He was a B-back.
He took some time away from writing poems writing books and writing.
He played quarterback. You know what they asked about him, City Limits?
What's that?
QB or not QB?
When in Rome.
Boy.
Yeah,
there
baby.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, horse.
Yes.
You like that one?
You like that horse.
I do. Paul, I think this should be a regular feature.
Yes.
Halsey and I used to do this. He could do NHL, NBA, general trivia.
Oh, my word.
Yes. Each week.
Oh, my word. You had to see what just happened in right field.
What happened?
Oh, my.
What happened?
Diving attempt. I think it was Reynolds for a ball. And it was, a disaster.
And
kicked off of Reynolds' glove.
Now it's 3-3.
To the wall.
This is the problem I have with Keller, even if it isn't his fault.
Well, look at this. Attempts from Reynolds.
Oh, my. Whoops. Oh, my God.
It wasn't. It's
what
not
is
like
he
it was
doing?
Right to him, but a diving attempt, and it goes right off his glove.
Terrible.
They should pull him out of the game now, like my girl's travel coach did to her in center field last year, except that was in front of all the parents. Next.
Right. That was ruled a single. All right. Now, this is also going back into the historical realm of possibilities. How many players has Duquesne had drafted by the Steelers? I'll give you a hint.
Do you give us a ballpark
figure? I'll give you also allowed a ballpark figure.
Within two or three?
Yes.
No, within one. Because
within I'll give you within two. I'll give you within two or three.
All right.
The last time that a Duquesne player was picked by the Steelers was in 1945.
Well, Duquesne used to be a national power. So I would say it's higher than we think. I'm going to say six. Paul?
I'm going to say nine.
Keep going.
11?
Keep going.
15? 20.
13. 13 Duquesne players were drafted by the Steelers, but none after 1945. There were four that were drafted in the 1945 draft.
That's incrinculent. It's 2-1 me. How many questions left?
There's a couple more. There's also
a couple, meaning one, two, or three?
No, there's three more here. Three more.
Paul, you better catch up. You want
to
force overtime.
Yeah, I need to, yes.
So 28 players have been drafted from Penn State, only eight from West Virginia to the Steelers. Why do I ask this question? The last player the Steelers picked from West Virginia was mentioned on the show earlier this week. Who was it? And I know Joe knows the answer.
Amos Zeraway? Famous Amos Zeraway?
It's just another Ryan Mundy.
Ryan Mundy, yes. There you go.
Ryan Mundy.
Ryan Mundy.
You need these next two to tie it, Paul.
Oh, boy.
Could Zach Frazier be the next?
Hey, what's your opinion on Amos Zeraway? I thought he was one of the best college running backs
I've
seen.
Yeah, he was unbelievable.
God, was he
great. He was a great player in college.
I thought he had a chance in the pros. Remember when he started over Bettis? That didn't sit well with Bettis.
I remember that. I was talking to someone, speaking of great players from West Virginia, I was speaking to someone last night who was the Arena Football League coach of Major Harris.
Oh, it's funny you say that.
Remember that guy?
Not only do I remember him, I love that guy, but I was thinking about Pat White on the drive in today. I had breakfast. I had a nice latte. My mind was fertile. Thinking of stories, as I often do on drives, and I want to do a deep dive on the legend of Pat White. In fact, both of those together, Major Harris and Pat White, how lucky were they to have those two guys?
That'd be a good story.
Oh, man.
Man, was he great, huh?
Pat White, when that offense was rolling, with Slayton and Pat White, and what was the fullback?
Owen Schmidt.
Owen Schmidt?
Yeah.
Oh, that you couldn't stop them.
Absolutely incorrigible. And then he sends Michael Taylor to the warning track. Nice game, Mitch. Jeez. All right, go ahead.
Not good for the $77 million man so far. How many picks have the Steelers made in the supplemental draft? I will give you a hint. Actually, I'll give you the number of picks. Can you name what year the Steelers made these picks in the supplemental draft? They made three all in one year. They've never picked anybody else in the supplemental draft ever, except in this year they made three selections.
What?
So it would have been 2002.
I will restate the question.
2002.
No, please. You've stated it one too many times. This is a horrible question, and I want it struck from the record. The other ones were good. Some would say great.
Would you like to pick a year?
I don't
2002.
Know.
1996. Any selection?
1996.
See, Pony just came in here and asked me about my hair and Neutron that is being brought to the table.
Neutron is one of the great nicknames of all time. It's really battling city limits right now. I don't know. I don't care about this one. 96.
84. Three players were selected by the Steelers in the supplemental draft. All right, final one. 1943 was the largest NFL draft. There was an absurd amount of rounds in that draft. Ballpark figure again. Can you name how many rounds of the draft there were? There's
in
seven
1943?
Now. How many of them were in 1943?
I'll say 28.
I'm going to say 40.
Paul is closer to the ballpark. 32 rounds in the 1943 draft.
32
Imagine
rounds.
Sitting through that thing. All right. Thank you, City Limits. I thought it sort of petered out at the end, if I'm being really
off.
Honest. But the other questions
good. We
were
got
great.
Some good questions.
It was great. And it was a good first test for our
trivia
contest.
Yeah, we can do it. Absolutely.
Thank you, Limits.
Thank you. I appreciate your thanks.
No, thank you for saying thanks.
So Pony, Pony doesn't
thanks.
Like your haircut? Is that what you're saying?
He came in here while we were doing trivia and said, so what's going on with your hair?
Did he call you a Neutron?
And then he didn't say anything else. He just stuck around for a little bit and left.
It's a tremendous haircut. Are you comfortable enough to send out a photo, because I don't know how to do this, of yourself without the headphones next to Jimmy Neutron and say, does this work?
There's a possibility that could happen.
Okay.
Are you tech savvy enough to do that?
I'll leave it a possibility.
That would be incredible.
Or if you can figure out how to do it, then we're fully on board.
All right, I might hire somebody to do
that. Because, of course.
I mean, this is phenomenal stuff. And you got to give Cabali credit. He called you Jimmy Neutron on the way out.
Is that
out
a
today.
Compliment or is that a detriment to the haircut?
It's absolutely a compliment. Listen, Limits, I'll say this. You're a very likable man, and you're smart, and I think you're talented on the air. But when you get a haircut like that, you also show that you're very confident, so you can't possibly be surprised that people are talking about your haircut today. Your hair in the front goes straight up.
Yeah, I walked in and a couple of people complimented it.
And you knew they would talk about it, right?
I figured as much.
All right, then you can't act surprised. Paul, this guy's ultra calm. Look at the hair in
Let's
there.
Go. Let's go.
Say,
Let's go.
He's got a great hair, a head of hair right now.
Yeah, it's either Jim Carrey in the original Ace Ventura.
I like that one. Great movie.
Or it's Jimmy Neutron.
Yeah. I think if you're tech savvy enough to do that, you should do that.
Yeah, I agree.
Sounds like a plan.
Okay. Coming up next, let's make our pick. It's the end of the show. Let's make our pick for the Steelers, who we think they'll take and who we want them to take. We'll do that next. Join Adam, Doran, Doug Whaley, Paul, and more for our annual draft coverage show this Thursday starting at 6 p.m. brought to you by Spitzer Acura and New Flow Men's Health. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Social media's biggest loser, Mulsey, brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Awaken180weightloss.com.
Could I make a recommendation for social media's biggest loser?
Is where you reserve your consultation. That's awaken180weightloss.com. Please, yes.
I sent you this yesterday, Joe. So how about Paul Skeens pitched against Omaha?
Yeah.
Yesterday, and Omaha's Twitter kept basically having a field day with Pirates fans. They put out a graphic of the final score. Indianapolis won 7-4, and the Omaha Storm Chasers tweeted with their final score graphic, made a lot of Pirates fans mad today.
Wow.
You lost the game.
Yeah.
By 3 runs. Paul Skeens gave up 2. 1 was earned.
What are they called?
And you have the nerve to come out and say, oh, well, we made the Pirates fans mad. You lost the game. Who cares? The Omaha Storm Chasers.
There you go.
They're the losers on social media.
I agree. Do you, Paul?
Yeah, they are. Well, let me see if I can find this tweet.
While Paul's finding that.
First of all, the fact that their name is Storm Chasers is pretty cool, actually, though.
Yeah, I'd kind of do
that. You know, in Nebraska and Oklahoma and out there in the Midwest, that's where all those, those storm chasers, which, by the way, that is a weird breed of people.
Yeah.
Storm chasers.
That's last thing on earth I would sign up for.
They should be the storm troopers.
Well.
Good point.
Ode to Star Wars.
Yeah. Very good point. When I think Nebraska, the only thing I think of is Wani sitting in the back of that team bus after the game when they lost to a bad Nebraska team on a last-second field goal. Do you remember that, Paul?
Wait.
That was horrifying.
Or
did they miss a field goal?
Pitt.
Something happened at the
end.
I
was at the game.
So was I.
Pitt.
And Wani was sitting in the back of that bus.
They lost 7-6. They lost 7-6.
7-6, yes.
And the thing about it was, if you remember, Greg Lee caught a deep pass, and instead of just running straight to the end zone, ran across the field, got tackled from behind at like the 3-yard line, and they ended up having to settle for a field goal. And then they line up to kick a field goal, right, to win the game. The first attempt bounces off the holder's head. The kicker catches it, right, and just throws it. They lined up on third down to kick it, and he throws it. It should have been intentional grounding, but it wasn't. So they got a second attempt, and the second attempt – one of the guys in the middle of the line got blown past, and the dude came in and blocked the field goal away.
That's all I can think of when Nebraska comes up. We have to go. We'll be right back.
You know, the other thing I can think of is
yes.
When they played here, it was like a day after all the barges and the dams and everything went crazy. There was all this debris. We were sitting over the press box, and there's just debris and boats and everything just flowing down the river.
Was that Palco against them? As
yeah,
I recall?
Yeah, it might have been. And that was another one they had a chance to win, and they didn't win it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.